Super Wealth Creating Secrets.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast. It's exciting. We're fired up. We're helping people in over 60 different countries. I got to tell you, we're talking about wealth creating secrets. And as I think about it, one of the programs that we have created, that we've gotten so much positive rave reviews on, is a program. It's a simple program. It's on our empowerment store at Law of Attraction Solutions, and it's called Money Like Magic. Oh, yeah. I love Money Like Magic because money should come to you like magic. It should be easy. You know, success, wealth, true wealth is about waking up every single morning in a state of joy and abundance and happiness and bliss. And I believe when your subconscious mind is working in harmony with your conscious mind, nothing is going to stop you. I mean, nothing will get in your way. So, look at, take a moment or two. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Go to the empowerment store and get your copy of Money Like Magic. It works completely on your subconscious mind. It clears away limiting beliefs, doubts, fears, anxieties. Oh, wealth, it's a good thing. Wealth is coming your way, and you know it. Let's talk about some wealth-creating secrets that I've culled together from wealthy entrepreneurs all over the world. I don't know any entrepreneur that does not have clear goals and intentions. You have to have an idea of what your target is. What is it that you're trying to do? And don't just say, I want to make money. Okay. You have to provide something for that money. You have to provide something. You have to provide a service, a product, an idea. You know, bottom line is, the truth of the matter is, if you want to make a lot of money, you have to solve a problem. You see, people had telephones in their house, but when they left their house, they couldn't communicate with anybody. They were in a dead zone until they got someplace where there was a phone. Or they could maybe pull over and find a phone booth, assuming Superman wasn't already using it. That's what used to happen. That was a problem. And then came along all these people who created cell phones and beepers. Beepers were first. At least you knew somebody was trying to get a hold of you. So you could find a restaurant or a cell phone. You could call into your office or your paging service and say, what's up? Oh, you got a message from such and such. But even that was still a problem. And so, the introduction of cell phones. Now, if you're in the iPhone making business or the Droid making business, you are making not millions, billions of dollars. Billions. Because you've solved a huge problem that affected most of modern civilization. So when you solve problems and you have clear goals and intentions on how to solve those problems and what it is you want to build and where do you want to live and how much money do you want to have coming in the door, when you have clear goals and intentions and you're solving problems, you are creating money. The next is focusing on why. Why do you want to make money? Why do you want to do something? You know, I drive by this old golf course all the time, and I keep looking at it, and I think, I don't know whether there is a little money there or a lot of money, but I'm starting to develop a passion for it. If it was in a different location, I would definitely figure out how to purchase it and revamp it, make it an exciting family center, that kind of thing. You've got to have passion for whatever you're doing, whether it's you're an internet marketer or whatever it is. Absolute, total, complete passion for whatever you are doing. Why? Why do you want to do it? You know, you can make a lot of money doing a lot of different things. Why is it real estate that you're interested in? Why is it remodeling houses that you're interested in? Why is it building buildings or whatever? Why? Get in touch with that passion and then pour some gasoline on it. Allow that passion to grow and flame up. 99% of the people that start a business or an enterprise never know how it's going to work out, or how they're going to do it, or how they're going to get the funding, or how they're going to get the training, or how they're going to learn what they need to know, or whatever. They just know they want to do it, and so they start. Now, you can find all kinds of broke people all over the world, and they will say, well, once I know how, then I will do it. They will wait to know how. But the how will come. Remember, you're a co-creator of your reality. You can create the money that you desire. I don't care if it's gambling, if it's art, if it's being an actor or an actress, a writer, a painter, whatever it is, you do not need to know how you're going to get to where you want to get. All you need to know is that the information and the people that you need will show up in your life when you need them. Well, once you begin, once you get started, once you take the first step, it's going to work out. People say, well, you got to have a business plan. Yes, you do. But that business plan is likely to change and go through variable changes 1,000 times over a period of 5 years. The same business you start off with may not be the same business you're in 5 years hence. You just have to start. You just have to begin. It will work out. If your desire is strong enough, your intentions are strong enough, your goals are clear enough, it will work out. Well, next, this is so important. Please listen to this. It is absolutely critical that you clear limiting beliefs, doubts, fears. I'm too old for this. I'm not fast enough. I don't have the skills. I don't know how. I mean, there's all kinds of limiting beliefs that can enter into your head if you allow them to. You may have pain from past failures. You've got to clear away the limiting beliefs. You've got to clear away the pain. Now, there's a lot of different ways to do that, but one of the ways I'm going to suggest is absolutely free. Every month, we do a webinar on the full moon. We use that date to mark a month. So it's about every 28 days that we're doing a webinar. And the webinar that Rachel and I provide, along with guests, we bring in guests, people from time to time, that we provide is designed to clear away your scars, clear away your doubts, clear away your fears, clear away your anxieties, and clear away your limiting beliefs. All you have to do is go to www.clearingandhealing.com and register. It's free. It's absolutely free, and it's going to happen on the full moon. www.clearingandhealing.com. Now, I urge you to do this quickly because we only take a limited number of people. We usually have two or three different time zones that you can participate in, or times. And, find the time that's convenient for you. Show up, relax, pour yourself a cup of tea, and let us just do the work for you, okay? Let us help you. Clearingandhealing.com. Absolutely free. Okay. Warren Buffett, arguably one of the richest men in the world. Not arguably. He is one of the richest men in the world. Arguably the richest man in the world. It seems to bounce back and forth between him and Bill Gates. But he is constantly working at creating new thought patterns because he realizes, even though he's in his 70s now? He realizes that his old thought patterns may be outdated. He goes to work every morning, same time, goes to his office, and he spends about 75 to 80% of his day reading. Read, read, read. Listen to audiobooks. Subscribe to audible.com. But listen, learn, read. Subscribe to four or five of your favorite podcasts. Hint, hint, hint. I hope we're one of them. But make it a habit. He doesn't read once in a while. He doesn't read just when he wants to learn something new. He reads incessantly. He is constantly learning. And that's the key to wealth creation. Learning. When you're learning, you're on top of the game. You have the latest cutting-edge information. Okay? Do what Warren Buffett does. Read, read, read. Well, the next key to wealth creation is to live below your means. You know what you're bringing in every week, every month, every year. Work to live below your means. Cut your overhead down. That gives you more money that you can save or put in reserve for building a business, for investing in a company, for any number of entrepreneurial actions. It will allow you to take that money and leverage it into something bigger and better. Next, manage your time not through the clock, but through the compass. You might have set up a program where you follow the 6-hour work week, Tim Ferriss, or you might be one of those people that just love creating and you love working. Whatever it is, don't live by the clock. If Tuesday only calls for 3 hours of work, then that's all it calls for. Live by the compass. What is important to you? What is true north to you? Are you working and missing your child's school play? Are you working and missing your anniversary? Focus on the compass. You can make the time work by prioritizing, but get your focus back on the compass, the things that are important to you in your life. Next, wealth creation, in my opinion, involves eating clean, very few sugars, starches, or carbs, increase good healthy fats, regular exercise on a daily basis. And when you do that, you have a vehicle that will work for you. You have a vehicle, you know, if you have a Jeep and it has a flat tire and the engine's blown and there's a hole in the gas tank, you can't do much off-roading with that, can you? But if you have a Jeep and there's new tires and the engine's running great, you can go anywhere. And that's your body. That is your body. You have to have a strong body if you want to achieve the things that are important to you. Eat clean, no sugar, low starch, only clean carbs such as vegetables and some fruits, and regular exercise. I'm going to leave you with these words. See it. Feel it. Believe it. Before you get into the feel it and believe it stage, make certain that you can see what you desire clearly in your mind's eye. If you need help or would like some free help, claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. It's free. There's no obligation. You know, all you have to do is visit our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim it. It's yours free. Thank you so much for listening. You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.